Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back, and we have John W. Spring, who's not only a brilliant geographer, but geopolitical analyst, and I think you got a recent letter back from Donald Trump that actually indicated you may have actually read it, rather than just a copy of a letter with new dates on it. Is that true, John? Am I confabulating this, or is it true?
Well, this was my first impression when I sent out that email a few days ago, but in retrospect, because it referred to my military service. In all probability, he was responding to my very first letter that I sent to him almost 2 years ago. So I don't know if that's really going to verify that he has been receiving my letters on a regular basis or not. It has his full-size signature.
No, I'm going to do something a little bit radical now. I gave you the number already for Alexa Henning, who's actually the White House office, press office. I got it from my contact, who actually was going to get a job working at the White House. And Alexa Henning's direct number in the White House is 202-456-2580. That's 202-456-2580. And I'll put a call on myself, but I want literally dozens or hundreds of people to call and say they need to listen to John W. Spring and Dr. Bill Deagle, and need to heed what we're saying, damn it. I mentioned to myself, because I work with the CDC and the FBI bioterrorism, I work with the Delta Force and Special Op, I was their doctor, and I'm going to tell you, I'm a war gamer, and I can tell you, if you're in a war game like North Korea has, which is very invasive, and they're setting a timeline now, but the fact is, the timeline is inspections on site in North Korea for chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons and rocket engineering. They get $3 billion a year just from Iran alone, just to actually observe what the hell they're doing. So if you don't think they're going to ship their warheads and their technology, or even just send it by floppy drive or zip drive to some other country for billions or trillions of dollars, you're delusional. And they could restart this just like Iran had their program that the Israelis discovered in 2004, the so-called mothball, their nuclear program. Wasn't mothballed at all. They just put it on hold so the inspectors from Europe wouldn't be able to do business, so they could sell the Airbus systems when the Boeing contract fell through, because we were going to put sanctions on Iran. So he needed to start, you know, Trump's a smart enough guy. If he's listening to us, he'll realize, like Ronald Reagan said before he had too many aspartame-laced jelly beans on his desk from General Rumsfeld, we call Rumsfeld disease, or we need aspartame, it fries your little brain. It creates diketopiperazine, which is a byproduct that's present in jet fuel, methyl alcohol, and formaldehyde that pickles you. Guess what? You need to listen up, Donald Trump. You may be president now, as I said before. You're either going to listen to me now or at the judgment seat of God when you actually, he's just going to say, get over here, Deagle. Did you say this on your show, and do you think Donald Trump communicated with you or John W. Spring? Because let me tell you, this situation in North Korea is a very serious proliferator of weapons. And behind the scenes is Mr. Xi, dictator for life in China, and Mr. Putin, dictator for life in Russia. And if you don't think that they're proliferating on purpose and they're going to spread it, and as I said, today they had the Supreme Court also include Venezuela. Why Venezuela? people scratch their little head. Well, I was a whistleblower roughly 5 years ago of nuclear missiles being placed by the Russians in the Guatemalan-Mexican southern border, and they removed the damn things. It's quiet, the news never reported it, but I know I was a whistleblower. And now I'm a whistleblower that there are Russian submarines tunneling to the sides of the Orinoco River, and there's Chinese divisions there with Chinese nuclear submarines in Venezuela. It's no wonder they're on a no-fly list that was now approved with a 5-4 decision by the Supreme Court. And it's not against Muslims. There's a lot of decent Muslims out there, as long as they don't want to shove their Sharia law down our throat. Unfortunately, there's too many already in the country that might do that, just based on surveys. But Trump, you better listen up here. The fact that they're making this deal and you're setting a timeline, you have a mention here about warheads that are likely going to a clandestine facility like Punta Huerte in Nicaragua. Tell us all about that and why you suspect that.
Well, because Punta Huerte is a clandestine airfield. It is the longest airfield under construction in Nicaragua. They started construction on it in 1982. It's supposed to reach a length of 10,000 feet. However, it has never been officially completed since we were able to determine its clandestine use during the Cold War.
You know why they wanted that long? The Russian air flight jets and the Chinese long-range bombers have to have a long airfield.
Yes. As I mentioned in the letter that I sent out after I sent it to the president, we're talking about the largest air transport in the world. It's the Soviet Antonov An-24 Wrestler. And it is able to take a complete miniature submarine for oceanography research aboard. At the time of the Cold War, back in 1983, we acquired information that the Soviet Union had developed a completely integrated missile launch site for intermediate-range ballistic missile with a thermonuclear warhead. And that could be carried aboard that particular air transport, which was then in production. And the reason for the invasion of Grenada, which some of you may have seen in the film Heartbreak Ridge, starring Clint Eastwood, which I think came out in 1986, is because the Grenada invasion on October 25th, 1983, was to curtail the further construction of an airfield that had been built to a length of 9,000 feet, which would have been able to accommodate this particular air transport, which required a refueling and the landing and takeoff position, because it did not have the range to go directly to Nicaragua. And so that was a stopover, and then from there the plan was to have that aircraft land at the clandestine airfield at Punta Huerte.
Right, which could carry warheads or whatever. People have to understand, the Russians, by no means, 2 months ago, Putin actually threatened that he was going to attack America from the south, didn't he? In public media, in Russian language. And he did it in a major conference, too. And people say, well, the news didn't cover that in Fox or CNN. But that's because the really important news is a micro blip in the news reports, because they want to make you upset about the fact that, you know, the staff or the White House are being harassed at the Red Head in Virginia. I mean, this is ridiculous, isn't it?
I forgot to mention that in my letter. I was planning to mention, Dr. Deagle, that we should be concerned about the Little Red Rooster who is sending the Red Hens to Central America and Venezuela to lay their eggs, meaning atomic warheads.
Right.
But unfortunately, we're more concerned about a little chicken house restaurant.
Isn't it ridiculous? And the fact is, by the way, we can have ways of identifying radioisotopes that can go through even shielding of lead, et cetera, and depleted uranium. but you can do what's called torsion field imaging, which look into the gravitonic waves created by a material substance that can actually tell you the molecular structure, the shape and size and depth, up to several miles underneath the Earth. So the fact is that we have space-based imaging equipment that's been up there since the 1960s that can actually see if someone is moving nuclear materials. I want Trump to be aware that there may be divisions in his government that are not giving him full disclosure that we can identify if North Korea is moving some of those nuclear material up to submarines or even jets to actually carry it to clandestine sites or getting it offshore. Because I guarantee you that by the time they get the inspectors in there in 6 months, this material, if there is any there, will either be gone or there will be like a token amount left for us to remove.
Yeah. By the way, apparently Vladimir Putin has visited Punta Huete in Nicaragua, according to photographs I've seen. And
He's been there, right?
He's been there.
Yeah, I know. The Russian Mafia Don. Vladimir Putin. They should call him Vladimir Rasputin. How's that? Back and looking at this letter, I'm going to put both letters up so people read and also get a copy of the letter and call and even fax it or send it through to President Trump yourself. You can just go contact President Donald Trump. Eventually, maybe if enough people send a message, eventually he will actually read the damn thing and get a message back to us. Because I think he presumes that the advisors around, including his filter, General Kelly, and others are actually giving them the top-level information, including John Lightning Bolt, who's a member of the PNAC, the Project for the New American Century, and a member of the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations Globalists. These are bad guys. These are devils, okay? They're not going to give Trump the right information or the right intel, and they don't have the historical or geopolitical or even classified background to know what the hell's really going on. So when we had the second military crisis with the Soviet Union, it's not the first time. It's happened over and over and over again. Now we have China. In fact, Mattis is there now in China. I saw him getting off the plane there in China, and they're greeting him with a bouquet and smiling at him and bowing usual garbage from the Chinese while they're weaponizing these islands, and they're supplying Kim and trying to kind of in the back door try to say, don't make a deal with those Americans. Of course, they don't want to have an American ally on the other side of the Yulan River, do they? They don't want to have North Korea building, you know, the same kind of high-speed network computer things or laptops or computer screens in South Korea, because these are smart people, the Koreans. The Chinese are scared out of their mind that they're going to have a strong sense, business-wide ally with us in the West, especially in the middle of them trying to have 2025 to take over all tech and industry, even artificial intelligence, and to steal everything until eventually by 2025 they manufacture everything, including the aircraft. They want to actually steal our aircraft technology. So Boeing Aerospace will go to business. We had Toys R Us go because of things like Amazon and Jet.com. But guess what? The elves that make your Christmas toys are in China. They're not just making your Christmas toys. They're making the technology in the future. They can have autonomous vehicles flying around around your house or delivering Amazon packages and eventually hacking into your cortex. And if you think I'm an idiot and don't know this, I'll give you the tech specs. So don't dare argue with me if you don't want to have a really bad day. And you're a very smart guy, John, but we're pointing out a lot of things here. We don't have just the second missile crisis. We've got ongoing missile crisis with Russia and China.
Yeah.
And the proliferation of weapons is directly an epiphenomena of their policy of literally disrupting, lying, and continue to expand their process. So I don't trust anybody. I mean, this is like a Wild West with everybody, you know, playing, you know, what they call, I'll take all hands poker, and everybody's got a gun loaded with the trigger cocked under the table in an old Western saloon. That's what's going on right now, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a Wild West game, anyone can get trigger happy all of a sudden.
Well, you're talking about the second missile crisis, which occurred over the Soviet Union, the Caribbean, Central America, and the fact is we have Honduras and El Salvador. Part of the reason why these people are leaving these places is, number one, our cartels are directly tied in with our intel agencies. to the tune of drug trade, human trade, and organ trade to trillions of dollars. You know, like you remember they used to have that guy on the science show talking about trillions and trillions and billions of stars. Well, this trillions of dollars, American dollars, coming from the illegal drug trade. And, of course, we support cartels that have killed 280 public officials in Central and South America and Mexico in the last year alone. And on top of that, we got these nations being courted by China and Russia so that they can build, you know, transoceanic container pier non-lock systems. So it literally is transoceanic. You just get at one side of the corridor and right across the Nicaragua or El Salvador. That's what they're doing, isn't it? In fact, I heard recently they're trying to court Costa Rica.
Yep.
So anybody trusts the Chinese and the Russians, you're an idiot, and you're going to die an idiot. You know, you're going to have the Darwin effect take you out. How's that?
Yes. And unfortunately, there are some very intelligent people who are following into line with the Chinese agenda.
You know what I call it? I call it intelli-junk. Anything you do that's suicidal to you, your culture, your family, and your nation is not intelligence. It's intelli-junk. It's demonically energized evil. And, you know, the problem is that the fact there's a number of people in our country that want to demise the country. I watched an interview this morning on Fox about these people protesting, we want to abolish ICE. And they asked this one woman, she had her head shaved off and her hair kind of flopped over on one side, and they asked her, do you want a nation and borders? Of course not, she said. We don't want a nation or borders. And the people don't want our nation to survive even thermonuclear war or EMP attack or anything. And they want to make sure that our technology is stolen so other countries and the world government will take over through their intel agents and the proxies like these communist Chinese PLA billionaires and the Russian oligarchs.
Yeah.
Which we could shut down in a couple of phone calls from Trump without even going to Congress or Senate. But Trump's not paying attention. He's not listening to you or me. And he thinks that he's going to maintain this thing and it's going to actually work. Listen, the real operation of this treaty is to make sure they don't ship any nuclear material or send any technology, even through the Internet, to the other countries. Number one. Number two, they need to make sure it's not just a trade thing against North Korea. It's a trade sanctions against these other countries. And monitoring, they should have already sanctioned the banks in China. There's four banks that have been basically doing illegal activity. And look at the Chinese, ship-to-ship coal and oil transfers. You know, these sanctions cannot come off until we actually have verification of, number one, what material they have and are they already shipping it or sending technology to other countries for billions or trillions of dollars. And number two, are we going to make sure we actually deconstruct them quickly enough so they can't proliferate? I mean, already, well, enough technology has gone to Iran. It may have already gone enough to Venezuela. We have this former employee of the Los Alamos, who was actually an Argentinian, who actually in 2015 was actually charged with espionage because he thought his contact was a Venezuelan agent. It turned out to be an FBI informant. And caught the bugger and put him in jail, but they only put him in for a few years, and he's going to be out, I think, this year. So the fact he was going to pass on nuclear technology to Venezuela, attacking us from the south, just on the other side of the Gulf of Mexico, is really bad. And you got this maniac Maduro. This guy is a board-certified, psychopathic, narcissistic maniac, just like this guy Erdogan in Turkey. And the fact that that Hillary Clinton tried to make the comparison between Erdogan and Trump, she needs to say, they used to say on the rallies 2 years ago was Trump, lock her up, lock her up. Also, put some freaking duct tape on her damn mouth. The same way as this one Mad Max, this crazy Mad Max black congresswoman calling for violence against either supporters of Trump or even staffers, she needs to go to prison right away.
You're talking about Maxine Waters.
Mad Maxine Waters is out of her freaking mind. Then she's trying to say, I never said this. It's on video, lady. We caught you with your mouth going like a freaking Jabberwocky, like one of these Muppets from hell, with your lower jaw going so fast, it's like, man, don't tell them you're not welcome. I mean, you don't walk in and spit at people or their family in a restaurant or a public place and start thinking this is okay. Let me tell you, if they tried to pull it off of me and I was in a public place, I'd pepper spray the buggers first. And if they wanted to get violent, I'd haul out a concealed carry weapon and I'd blow them away.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hand them in some place if they can get it repaired by a surgeon. I'd make sure they're going to see their maker.
Yeah. By the way, I was a member of the American Legion. But as soon as I found out that they gave an award to Maxine Waters, I resigned.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What?
I tried.
This is a message to Donald. Number one, you can be almost certain that while this so-called timeline is being presented to North Korea, they're getting ready to either ship by intellectual property by zip drives or, you know, thumb drives or internet or through the dark internet or shipping it by ship or airplane, including these Aeroflot jets you mentioned that need long runways to run all the way from North Korea through to this place in Punta, whatever his name is, in Central America. Punta Fuente. What people have to understand is the world, as you know it, is screwed up and it's run by Satan. And you got to give the devil his due. The most intelligent created creature in the universe is Satan. And if you don't give the devil his due, you're going to get chewed up by him and he's going to eat your bones. Now, we indwelt by the Spirit of God are more than the battle for Satan, which means we get inspiration and truth about the nature of the battlefield, but the battlefield is pretty bad. Right now, for example, the proliferation of nuclear weapons guarantees that at some future date, America is going to be attacked by an EMP weapon, a cyber attack, or a nuclear weapon attack against our... And it doesn't have to be a big power. It could be a sawed-off guy like the guy from North Korea or even Venezuela. Maduro, his population are starving. They've eaten all their pets. They've got a million-plus people that have already left to Colombia, surrounding nations. Doesn't matter. If he gets the orders from Beijing or Russia, it's time to attack from the Sosus missile silos or even these nuclear submarines in the Orinoco River, they're going to take the attack on America. We don't even have a southern flank, a warning system that tells we have a nuclear weapon coming toward our cities, do we?
We never have. That goes back to the Cuban missile crisis.
My wife's father was the chief engineer of the Dew Line in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia. He took care of the generators and the radar systems that actually would notify America nuclear missiles are coming in from the Soviet Union.
Yeah. When I heard about the Dew Line being constructed back in 1957, actually they started work on it much sooner on a smaller scale. I was in the U.S. Coast Guard going through my basic training, and in the theater as a short and along with a full feature, they showed us this documentary of the Dew Line. And that's when I started thinking about the possibility, well, it's somewhat like the Maginot Line was before and during World War II.
Right.
You find a way to go around it. Mm. And Central America and the Caribbean and even Mexico would be the
avenue. Yeah, and even these little Caribbean islands, there's hundreds of islands out there, too.
Yes. And so when Cuba supposedly overthrew Batista, that's when I became very concerned about the Soviet military buildup on that island, which is a long story I don't want to go into right now. People need to understand that you have to start thinking outside of the box. Now, right now, the Trump administration is just trying to look at... Korea,
yeah.
As a model of a Korean peninsula inside a shoebox, basically, and they don't want to look beyond with any peripheral.
Well, look at guys like you mentioned here, Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega, the Marxist leader. He's been for the ESLN or at Managua in Nicaragua. He's been in power for over 40 years.
Yeah,
these are bad guys. Part of the reason why there's so many refugees, economic refugees. Most of these people are actually just starving to death, and they're coming up for work. Now, we can employ a lot of them. In fact, we've got Micro from Dirty Jobs, has 6 million jobs for people who have skill sets, you know, plumbing, electrical, whatever. And if they want to get a work visa, we could probably get that. A lot of people just want to pick fruit or cut down trees or do yard work or babysit or other things. We've got tons of work for people if they're properly vetted and they're not terrorists. And we can literally keep half their salary, and we should have a tracker anchored on them if they're in our communities, or if they're in a facility like a work camp. They're going to pick fruit and go back to their home place and not have their kid go off and join a gang in Los Angeles. This is all solvable. Anybody said, oh, it's not solvable, you're not humane. Look, let's put it this way. Following the letter of the law was a big mistake by the legal pinheads, including the head of HHS, that says that we should use the letter of the law and separate the kids from the parents and prosecute the parents. No, you don't. You put the whole family in a facility where they can work and earn some money, and you keep half their money, and when they get ready to go back to their home country of Nicaragua, not only do you take in Delta Force and special up and kill the buggers, the drug cartels, and the other bad guys there, but you do regime change if you have to.
Yeah.
We've done it before. What's the problem with us cleaning out the rat's nest so these countries can have properly built homes and some industry, even just grow subsistence crops so they have food? I mean, we could do this easily. We got Donald Trump as a builder, and I'm guaranteeing you that if Miller need exercise your bones on those bad guys in Central America and Mexico. Let them become secretaries for Jesus. We arrange their visit with the devil. How's that?
Yeah. There's one factor that I have not been able to verify, but there's a rumor that strongly suggests that 83% of all the children who are entering illegally at this time are orphans, which means, in this particular case, they...
I never heard that one.
Or even a mother.
That doesn't surprise me. A lot of the kids are not only orphaned, they're handed over to coyotes that bring them up here so they can bring in fentanyl from China or illegal drugs or even human trade, where these kids are given birth control pills because they're prostituting all the way up and they're raped all the way to the border. It's ridiculous.
It's terrible what they've been going through.
Right, but I could solve it in a minute. I mean, if I sat down for an hour with Trump and with you, I could literally on video or whatever say, do this, and this, Trump, and boom, it's done. There is not a problem on this earth that God will not give me inspiration. I need to be his Samuel. If he's, if he's King David, you and I need to be his Samuel. We need to be the Samuel for this president or he's going to screw up. He's not going to accomplish North Korea. He's going to proliferate nuclear weapons. He's not going to put Hillary Clinton and Podesta and all the other monsters away in orange jumpsuits with no airtime and no book tours. He's not going to kill the swamp. He's not going to drain it. And what will happen is either when he's gone or he's taken out of business, or if they manage to paralyze his administration so he can't get immigration law, health care done, which should be done. By the way, health care should be, like I said, a right. It should not be national health care like Canada, where the freaking government and the state licensing authorities determine patterns of practice, and then legislator and discipline doctors because they don't do what they want to have done with the drug companies and the corrupt government. It should be a system where you and your doctor determine everything. And we need alternative pathways for training. If you're a medic in the Army and already putting chest tubes, and you're a smart enough person, in 1 or 2 years you can learn the database of information, and you go to a surgical center to prove your skill sets, damn it, you're a doctor, you're a surgeon. Okay? And to me, this is BS what we're doing right now, and we need to make sure the doctors are paid not to go into business. In fact, this is the whole purpose of the tithe. It wasn't to keep the church in business. It was to keep the Cohens from going into business. That's the whole purpose of the tithe in the ancient healthcare system that was brilliantly given by God to my ancestor Moses. Well, by the way, the term Moses means he was the next designated pharaoh of Egypt. People don't know that. He was the smartest man at that time, and he was designated to be the next pharaoh. His name Moses means like Johnson. It's like saying his name is Son. It's not Johnson. It means he might be like, Moses, whatever. Moses means he was the next pharaoh by designation because he's the smartest, most talented, intelligent individual with the biggest heart. That's why he killed that Egyptian who was persecuting a Hebrew, which he didn't even know he was a Hebrew himself. Okay?
That's right.
That's what's going on here. And health care should not be, you have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If you don't have health care, and it should not be paid for. It should be something where, for example, we're going to talk about this tomorrow. If you've got monoamine oxidase genes, which make you more violent because you're black, and you have the specific gene SNP or polymorphism, we can give you nutraceuticals to lower that so you don't become violent. We need to also make sure there's a man in the house so you don't become a gang member because you don't have a daddy. We want to make sure the social health care system doesn't amplify the genetic and nutritional abnormalities that make it more likely to be violent. We don't want to legalize drugs and don't medicalize them. It's insane to legalize all drugs, for example, including marijuana, and not medicalize them, that if you're using these and they're harming you, we stop you from being harmed. It's craziness, isn't it?
Yes, it is. If there were a man in the house, they would cut off their welfare immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. So, guess what? Godly common sense is where things are going to get solved, not from the left or right of this political system. Welcome back. So, I just looked up on the break here. You gave me the words to look up. Punta Huerte, P-U-N-T-E-H-U-E-T-E, Punta Huerte, 60 kilometers northeast of Managua, Nicaragua. What the hell? I mean, whenever you see an anomaly like this, it's an answer to a question you want to ask, like, hey, who might want to have a runway that long? Ah, not America? What other great... Oh, China and Russia. Well, what do you think they might be carrying? Nuclear submarines, long-range nuclear missiles, God knows what, but something big enough, manufactured elsewhere, let's say in West Eastern Ukraine or near the Rosatom facility near Moscow, they might be building something really damn big that's really bad. Same way as the Chinese. I mean, the Chinese are weaponizing these islands, and Mattis is visiting them today. One thing I get a kick out of Mattis, he's actually a bit of a comedian too, isn't he? He asks tough questions, and he wants to pull it out, like, hey, do you know, because he's very real, you know, he's the kind of general that gets down there with the troops while the bullets are whizzing past his ears. He's not a regular general, is he?
No.
This guy is like, he's like Rambo, he's like the guy that was played by Clint Eastwood, you know, this is the real thing, isn't it? General Mattis. I'm sure he's going to have some really good questions to bring back and answers to bring back to Donald Trump. And they're not good. When you're weaponizing islands and putting nuclear missiles on them and so on in the South China Sea, the most busy traffic area in the world, when you're dealing with China who's playing games with us in North Korea, when you're dealing with China where literally you could literally change the paint job on the missiles that China has given to North Korea, and they'd say, my gosh, those missiles look an awful lot like Chinese missiles, don't they, or maybe 10 years ago?
Yes. By the way, what I'm concerned about is that U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is not in Pyongyang right now. We have no idea when he's scheduled to arrive. It might be next month or next season.
What they should be doing is this week they should actually have Delta Force or special military personnel bringing in special inspectors so they can have dual inspectors by our nation and North Korea of all these facilities and doing an inventory. You know, you need to know, it's like, hey, it's like doing an inventory for your insurance carrier. The insurance is here. Where are all the nuclear materials? Where are all the missile parts? Where's all the information? And how can they put a lockdown so they can't transfer it from their hard drives to somebody else? Because a lot of this stuff is very mobile. I mean, it could be sent by a zip drive or a thumb drive to somebody in another country for billions of dollars.
But right. The only thing that we might be getting now will be the remains of U.S. troops from the Korean War.
It's all theater. To me, this is what I see in government. Since 1933, since we declared martial law, even Trump, under two different declarations, has declared martial law to continue the fake idea that we have a constitutional republic. Now, he's trying to do the right thing, Trump is, but he should actually come clean with the fact that they required him to declare martial law twice already in his presidency to continue this farce. That's what's going on. And the fact is, we have the intel agencies actually think they're the world government already, and they just have the stretched skin of nation states over their superstructure, and they're about to capture the entire population of Earth with things like 5G network and smart meters, and eventually hacking into human consciousness in 5 to 7 years. And people think, oh, you're making that up, Deagle. I want to slap you intellectually into realizing we're at the end of the road now. We're at the end of the road. Even Trump and all the things he's doing is window dressing, isn't it? Because I don't see substantive listening to you or me. I see the first letter getting a stamp. As I said, you could use these to wallpaper an outhouse so you wouldn't get cold in the wintertime. But it's not going to fix the problem unless they follow it up with action. And you can't wait 6 months to validate where the hell all the nuclear materials or the muscles the missile silo information is and where all the testing facilities are. It's a big place, North Korea, and it can only be hidden there. The data can be sent anywhere.
Yes. And although we do have this technology in space that you alluded to, unless you're really looking for it at the right time and the right moment, you may not find it.
That's not quite true. I'm going to correct you on that. Okay, our space-based torsion field, let me explain. Our torsion field imaging can see a kilogram of scintillating material up to 2 miles below ground and can even see it inside a structure and tell you if it's wood or steel or whatever. They can't hide anything on us. The fact is, though, that we aren't getting full disclosure. I guarantee you that $2 trillion in illegal drug trade brought to the intel agencies from the drug cartels that are our affiliates. That's why Eric Holder, this mud maniac that's still walking around and not in prison, and he's still giving advice to politicians in Northern California. Holder should have been in jail years ago. He was even in contempt of Congress, just like this idiot Rosenstein is going to be in contempt of Congress possibly today. Why isn't Rosenstein in jail? I don't know. Tell me he wrote the first thing for the FISA warrant. He was there trying to actually work with Comey to actually set up this fake thing about Russiagate. Russiagate is completely the Clintons and the deep state, and the nuclear material is given over to Russia so they control our nuclear materials. It's disgusting. The fact that nobody's going to jail, the swamp monster is alive and well. Okay? It's not going away.
And by the way, the woman that Roseanne Barr spoke out against in an irresponsible manner. She is the one that has connected all of these people together.
She's basically the master controller. She's Obama's controller.
Yeah.
She was the actual, they should call her President Jarrett. How's that? Because Obama was just like a sock puppet. He was like, you know, punching Judy. He was a sock puppet for Valerie, wasn't he?
Right. She was the most powerful woman in Washington during the Obama administration. And
She still is. That's why I call right now a shadow third term of Obama's office. He's got a compound with 8 bedrooms and suites with Valerie Jarrett in one of them, 3 miles from the White House in Washington, D.C. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't. And although Roseanne made a statement out of stupidity and ignorance,
she didn't use the colorful statements. I don't have to use colorful statements about her looks or whatever. I got to say, this woman, with her intel agencies and her corporations, makes billions of dollars of money on deep state transfer of intel information. She's a devil, and she's been trained at this school in Chicago, and again. If you want to know the fact is that Michelle Obama is a tranny, and the two kids are actually borrowed from a doctor and his wife. They're not the children of Barack Obama and so-called Michelle. I call Mike the Spike his so-called pseudo-wife. You like that, Mike the Spike?
And this woman had privileges inside the White House that only the first family would supposedly have.
She still does, because they think they're still in operation, because the deep state and Obama are tight. Zbigniew Brzezinski, remember now, Mika Brzezinski still does this morning show on, was it CNN or MSNBC? Mika Brzezinski is a daughter of Brzezinski that actually recruited Obama. Did you know that?
Yes.
Her father. You know, the Grand Chessboard book? Duh. You know, really, you know, let's get a few connected dots here, okay? What's going on here? And the average public out there, they don't have the time. They're too busy just paying the mortgage and getting to the next card game or going to play bowling and going to the next movie or figuring out if they can actually balance their books. No, that's all. That's a conspiracy theory. If it was a theory in a court of law, it would get a condemnation and an indictment and a prosecution and an execution. But because people want to call it a conspiracy theory, that term was invented by CIA to disrespect those people that ask questions and have inside intel information about the real nature of our pseudo-government. Because we have a fake government going on. This is a play-acted movie, and the actors on the stage are right now pretending to be presidents and other people. They're just pretendy people.
Yes.
That's the facts. And Trump could make it the pretend end tomorrow. He could declare the end of the state of martial law. He'd declare the reinstitution of the Constitutional Republic. He could start cleaning out the rat's nest in the intel agencies. He'd prosecute people like Maxine Mad Waters and actually put her ass in jail. He'd de-license intel agencies and remove these people and put them into prison. And these media people and CNN and other, I call the Criminal News Network, he delicensed them and he take away their ability to actually print or produce media of any kind. He disconnect, for example, Facebook and Twitter that are trying to persecute the conservative right. You can see it before 2018. They're not going to edit anybody with the right type of voice actually to have something to say. I know, my computer's back in repair because I know I'm being hacked. My computer's died so many times from being hacked, it's now being reconstructed from scratch. As they call it, RMAing it.
Well, I hope it's right? Prepared soon.
It's been half a dozen times since January. Well, guess what? I'm still talking. You're still listening. You need to pray, though. And when you pray, as I say, pray hard and then take action. If you think this is all made up or just doing it for bizarre entertainment, smell the coffee, wake up, pray hard, and realize the devil is chewing his way up your legs to your head.
Right.
If you don't think this is going on about what's going on, we need to make sure that Trump listens. For God's sake, Trump, and your functionaries, including General Kelly, listen to us, ask better questions, and realize you don't have a full grasp of these issues, but you need John W. Spring and Deagle to help you.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.